And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so this morning you have some cannabis-related headlines from inside and outside the state, including, it looks like, some reports of illegal activity going on in Oklahoma. What can you tell us about that story?
Well, you know, the rumors have been floating around for years now here in Colorado. I've been hearing this for years, ever since Oklahoma voters decided to make marijuana legal for adult medical patients. And that was back in 2018. And the interesting thing about Oklahoma is the state is red, but it went in a different direction than other states after medical pot was allowed. The state made it easy and cheap to get started, unlike other states like Colorado. And so the rumors said people from out of state began grow operations in Oklahoma, and stories grew about illegal ones. And I just saw a story in TulsaWorld.com last week that spelled it all out. There's 2,000 medical marijuana licenses have been identified by the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs as potentially unlawful. That's according to an agency spokesman. He said that licenses are suspected of either having been obtained fraudulently or are being used to mask illegal operations selling cannabis on the black market. And criminal enterprises, their most common dodge is using Oklahoma residents as fronts to circumvent state ownership requirements for medical marijuana businesses. And there's a lot of medical marijuana businesses in Oklahoma. And two Oklahoma law firms have been charged with assisting out-of-state interests in setting up such operations. The guy said, we've got close to 2,000 under investigation, and we're working with our partners to identify the criminal networks involved, because there obviously are. And this also concerns some murders that have happened down there, but the murders have been mostly to foreign nationals who work in the fields. We'll probably never know how many people have died. Many law enforcement agency officials say most of the marijuana being produced in the state is sold illegally, even if it's grown by licensed operators. So we'll keep watching that, but that's definitely a story that's going to affect Colorado in one way or another in the future.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that when something like this happens, that ripple effect does impact other states. It's a unique element in this fall in cannabis prohibition that each state in the United States is able to handle it in their own way. And I think that's a really unique factor, but I think it's something to point out, yeah, that the ripple effect when things go wrong and when things go right is felt in the surrounding states, and in this case here in Colorado. And speaking of Colorado, you're going to update us on the continued drop in cannabis sales here in the state. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, this is according to the state, and the State Department of Revenue says the state collected about $325.1 million in marijuana taxes and business fees in 2022. And their data show that that's down about 23.3% from last year. Colorado has a 15% wholesale excise tax on marijuana and a 15% retail excise tax. And recreational marijuana is exempted from general sales tax. But when we think about those numbers, it's one thing we have to realize is that it's probably good practice not to use yearly totals and keep comparing those. I get kind of tired of that. Stores sold $1.63 billion in product from January through November of 2022. Recreational sales began in 2014, and the state's commercial cannabis industry didn't experience a dry spell until 2021, when both wholesale prices and dispensary sales started dropping after a record-breaking 2020. And if we recall, that was the pandemic year. And that drop was slight. It didn't occur until the end of the year, though, which is why we probably shouldn't do it year by year, because it just doesn't, you know, things don't work year by year. You know, things don't work decade by decade. We had the 60s, we had the 70s, but things don't work that way. That's the way we look at it. The interesting thing is this is kind of a opposite the high inflation rate that we've been seeing in the United States. Last year was a full-on drought for the state's marijuana industry, with the average price per pound of flower fell more than 60%. It makes it tough on small businesses. And a state law limiting THC concentrate sales for medical marijuana patients was enacted in 2021. And that meant that medical sales were reaching record lows last year, because medical sales just continue to keep going down. And I think what happened is that, besides the fact that a lot more states around Colorado have allowed adults to buy recreational cannabis, a lot of grow facilities take a couple of years to get right. And I think they all came online. Many of them came online a little bit too late, and that meant that there's a lot of cannabis on the market, and prices went down accordingly. I'm paying about half of what I paid when it was illegal. That's really amazing. And the state kind of depends on that money now. That's the other thing we don't think about, is that state school construction, addiction treatment, health care, health education, substance abuse prevention and treatment programs, and law enforcement all depend on that kind of money. So that figure keeps dropping every year, and it's at 30% now. 3 out of 10 Coloradans use cannabis. Man, when you think about that, that's a lot. When we started, I went back and looked, and that number was about 15 to 20%. And more people are going to say that they use it because it's legal now, but still, that's quite a jump. And it's not going to become 50%. It's just art. We've said that before, and I'll say it again. Cannabis is just not that popular. Not everybody's going to use it, and it's going to take a while for the industry to settle down, I think. And I think it's going to take a while for grow operations to run out of material. So I think Colorado consumers can expect much of the same for the next year at least, and expect more consolidation as we go along. That's obviously what's happening, is smaller operations try to deal with the changes going on and find their own ways to stay in business.
Well, difficult growing pains, it certainly sounds like, for the cannabis industry, but also, like you said, kind of all part of the expected process of this fall of prohibition here in Colorado and looking towards what a stable, secure cannabis industry might look like. Leland, thank you so much for keeping us in the loop with all of that.
You bet. Thank you.
And you can get your news update on what's happening in the world of cannabis here on the Cannabis Report on KGNU, the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.